The Holy Gospel this day, a reading from the book of St. Luke in the third chapter.
To you, O Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one who is crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I want to start in a very different place this morning, because of events that have happened very recently. My wife, I must confess, happens to be a fan of CNN. And so there was sad news just lately. Not unexpected, perhaps, but sad. Because one of their very mean people has been fired by the network for all kinds of reasons. What that brings to mind, however, was a movie that we saw years ago, called Life, or something like it. And I was mindful of that because it's just like this. There's a certain woman whose name happens to be Angelina Jolie, who is portraying a reporter. She's this piece of fluff wandering around for the local TV station, and she goes by Prophet Jack. And Prophet Jack says to her, Seahawks are going to win the next game, and it's going to hail on Tuesday. And then he looks at this woman and he says to her, and you're going to be dead on Thursday. And she looks up at him and she says, oh, you got to be joking. And he looks her in the eye and says these words, prophets don't joke. This man, this John, does not joke. He is saying things that are critically important. This, by the way, is a two-parter. There's this week and next week, because next week there's more to come. But you got to come back. That small detail. This is when it is going on, and you know exactly when it's going on, because you get all the detail about all the Romans. But it's what John is doing that's critical. John is doing this, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. You can't do that. Because you see, that kind of forgiveness doesn't belong to you. According to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you can't pull this off. That belongs to God. It's one of the three keys the Lord holds in his hand. You've heard me on that before. You can't do this, John, and yet John is doing it. And he's in the wilderness. Now, people immediately have a vision of the desert. And the problem with that is that that's not necessarily true when we define wilderness. But it's also not part of usually our Christmas preparations. Like, I don't think most of you are thinking about decorating a palm tree right now. I point that out because many of us are decorating trees at this moment, and they sure don't look like palm trees, because they're not plentiful. But I would remind us that our brothers and sisters around the world, many of them live in climates where what we're doing is very foreign, very strange, and looks very odd. Many of them have never seen snow. To go along with that, many of them will spend Christmas Eve at the beach, swimming in the ocean, because it's summertime, it's warm, wonderful, it's lovely. John goes, all right, I want you to be prepared. I'm part of your preparations. Forgiveness of sins is what I'm offering to you. Now notice, this is just going to be part of God's priceless gift that is given to us. And it's lined up with the prophet Isaiah. What we're reading here is Isaiah chapter 40. You can check. It's there. It's not deliberately in these exact words, but it's there. And when we talk about straight roads, oh boy, do they mean straight. The longest straight road in the world happens to be in Saudi Arabia, by the way. Can you imagine driving from Leduc to Calgary on a straight road? I know people who say that drives bad enough the way it is already, if you have to do it often enough. There's not a lot for scenery on that piece of highway that's number two. The longest straight road we have is 256 kilometers of blacktop. That's a straight road. And the Lord is supposed to be doing this. I am busy leveling the place. Busy making your lives different. And there's a lot more to come than this section. We'll get to that next week and in time to come. What the Lord says is this to us. Here's what I want you to do. It's not about the lights. It's not about the tree. It's not about the decorations. It's not about the food. Because many of us have huge traditions around food. Those will start tomorrow, by the way. You know this. I have many friends who are from the Christian Reformed tradition. And for those people who are from Holland or that background, it's Little Christmas tomorrow. And they have all kinds of food traditions that go along with it. What it is about is it's about being prepared. One of the oddest preparations I ever happened to see was this. I walked into a house, and on the Christmas tree, there were spiders. No, not real ones. Now I hear some sighs of relief. No, not real ones. But there were spiders. And I couldn't figure out why they were there, so I finally had to ask, and they said, oh, spiders bring good luck, because they catch all the bugs in your house. I went, well, now isn't that interesting? And then they told me a whole story about when people were poor and they brought trees in, and lo and behold, the spiders came with them. Interesting. How we have tradition after tradition. What God wants is this. I want this tradition for you. I want your hearts prepared. I want your souls prepared. I want your lives prepared so that when I hand you this present, you're not only ready to take it, but to open it and to rejoice in what I am about to give. It's a tall order. And so what I pray for you and for all of us right now is a moment, is time, is room to breathe in the Lord. And as the days continue, especially here in this part of North America, to get darker and darker and darker, understand this. Dark isn't dark to God because I made the dark to go with the light. But more importantly, everywhere you turn and walk on in your life, in the dark, you're walking towards the light of my gift, that is Jesus Christ. To the glory of the kingdom. Amen.